Voice over one. I always knew it was going to come because in our community, it's a very natural role to go into. But it came way earlier than what I ever thought it was going to. I thought I might get to 40, 50 years old and then I would have to start doing things for my mum. It came a lot earlier than what it was. In the gypsy community, no matter what we're doing personally, we are still mum, wife, housekeeper, cook, cleaner, whatever you want to call us. All those jobs still need to be done as well. So it's a bit of a hard to keep it all going. And it's the stress to drive over to her and make sure that she's mum, living in the condition she should be. And if she's eating, and especially when I'm already home and I have the care of the kids, I have to take them with me as well. I've got no choice. I've got to deal with it because there is nobody else to do it. So yeah, I'll have a little breakdown and maybe get a bottle of wine or however I deal with it. You just reset and keep going. And if their mobility ever went, we've already had that conversation. If it were ever got to that point, they would be living with me. My sisters have said again that wouldn't be the boys' role. It would be only the daughter's role. We wouldn't expect the boys to go and help wash or dress or anything like that. They wouldn't do that. I've had family members who have had to give injections daily for whatever reason, and because the parent was refusing to have any outside help, the daughter had to go and train and be told how to inject this medicine. We see it's getting more harder, but still we're pushing ourselves to accept it, and we'll see how long we can do that and see how long we can keep it. It is difficult to care for somebody, even though the task is that you're helping and you're making somebody else's life easier. But it's not something that I feel is a burden. The task itself is difficult, but I don't find it burdensome. Caring as a mother, however, I feel like motherhood is looked at as a penalty for life. The African Somali culture, it is very cruel towards mums and look at them as this is your job. You're not supposed to have fun. You're not supposed to do, pursue anything else. If you have a break, if you've seen outside doing something else, it's the first question would be but who's looking after your child? Who's babysitting? The dad, and he's not babysitting. It's his child too. I don't know. Mums carry a lot of burden and they don't talk about it. I know that. The European culture is not like that. Voice over 5. The thing that gives me comfort is my religion and talking with my close friends or family who understand what we've gone through. But the culture, not so much. But there were women in the community that stepped forward to help me. It's important to have that circle of friends that are from the same background who would understand also the current situation. We women do talk to an extent. We'll have a good moan about it or something like that. We won't go into detail. When I have time, instead of doing any other hobby or doing something else, I make sure that I go out of my way to help them and support them to make their life easier. I see their struggles and they struggle painfully. So instead of just not doing anything about it, I have time to help. I can make a difference in their life. And it's something innate in me to be able to do that, to help out. Emotionally, just me looking at this person who is in need and cannot change their circumstances, that itself is basically what is making me feel very emotionally difficult. That's why I find it difficult. Voice over 3. My early support team was helping me to educate the boys, the two boys, and after that, the visual support them. They gave me very huge help, and charity as well. They gave me huge, huge support for the family and the boys. The family support worker gives me a lot of support emotionally, physically, everything. And if I have any problem, if I call her, she's always supporting me, just like a mother's role, somebody just like my mother would. The NHS, they help me about feeding, language, therapy, the coming home, my home visits. I get in touch with her teachers of the deaf to figure out if there's anything else we can do to support at home. But I didn't know about speech and language therapists. Didn't know about play teachers, teachers of the deaf. I didn't know anything about that, and many of them, they don't know their rights. I spoke with a couple of moms telling them, you do realize you have to apply for X, Y, Z, and Z. You can get help with this and that, and they didn't know. But if you have outside carers, then there is more to be aware of. For example, female people in a disability, they need female carers. Males need male carers. If you wanted to have a carer, it should be in your language, because it's more helpful. You cannot enter somebody's household wearing shoes, and they have to be aware of their religion aspect of it. For example, you cannot come in someone's house drinking or drunk or with pork or anything like that. But within the Somali community, they like to differentiate females take care of the females and the males take care of the males, which is difficult. If it's a household full of girls and a single father, what's going to happen then? That's when usually they rely on outside carers, and they have to be male carers. I'm always fearful of those people that I come across. Are they going to help me, or are they going to cause me any pain? Will they be supportive, or will it be causing some kind of problems for me and my children? So it was always fear-based. It was always, how am I going to get good support?